Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, Packers coming into town. Lions are 4-5, desperate for a win. It really is desperation time.
Yeah, it really was. I sort of thought I was approaching that last week, but it really is. It is a do or die. It's as close as you can get, because if you lose, then you're looking at, you know, I mean, they're already looking at a desperate situation. So, yeah, and this isn't a good team to be desperate against. I know the Packers have injuries, but they've got Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in football.
How do you beat Aaron Rodgers and these Packers? They're on a 4-game win streak, and they've really been hot ever since. They were in a similar situation to the Lions. They were 2-3 coming off that loss on Monday night with the Seattle.
Well, I think they have a 5-game winning streak, by the way, but one of them was taken away by the officials.
Exactly. But they, that was a team that was 2-3, and they were facing an undefeated Houston team.
Yeah.
Found a way to win that game, and it's kind of springboarded them the rest of the way. And I think that's a similar situation to what we're seeing with the Lions. You know, they're obviously in desperation mode, and can a big win against the big bad Packers springboard them forward as well?
Well, I don't know if it can springboard, but it can stop the slide right now. If going 3-2 in your last 5 games is a slide, you know, the Lions have had their chances to do this too. They had a chance against the Titans. They had a chance against the Vikings at home. They had a chance last week, you know, at Minnesota. And I think, really, when I look at the season up to now, these 9 games, I'd say it's blown chances more than anything for the Lions. So I agree with what Dominic Raiola said earlier in the week. You look at this team, it's not a 4-5 team, even though that's the record. He's conceding the record. Now, he's not asking for anybody's sympathy or anything like that. But no, they are beating themselves as much as the opponent is beating them. But what do they do? You're not going to beat Aaron Rodgers, so beat the people in front of him. You know, Cliff Avril beat the offensive lineman, T.J. Lang at right tackle. His first start ever at right tackle. Beat him. Don't let them get any runs. Don't let them break an 80-yard screen pass. Beat them on offense. You know, take advantage of their secondary. That's how you beat them.
In my opinion, I think you touched on it. That's the key to this game, and that's the key to beating the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, to make him feel uncomfortable. If he can sit back there and throw the ball, I don't care how many people you have in coverage, he's going to find a guy, and he's accurate enough to pick which shoulder he wants to put
right,
it on
for right,
him to
exactly.
catch it. They have to make him uncomfortable. I think one of the biggest disappointments so far, for me at least, with this team has been the inconsistency with their defensive line. I mean, they've spent so many resources on that, so much money, so many draft picks. That should be a difference maker, and I've seen it a difference maker a couple times this year. Philly jumps out, but it hasn't been every week, and they need it to be this week against T.J. Lang, a backup right tackle, a backup left guard, and Evan Dietrich Smith. They need to make a difference and make up for, you know, some of the deficiencies they have in the back.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they'll have Drayton Florence back. I mean, that'll help, but we're not talking about a difference-making player. We're talking about an upgrade player, but that helps. But also on offense, you know, it's 28 points in the first quarter in the first 9 games. So that's 3-1, something like that. This team is too good on offense. It does too well in the fourth quarter and the second half to not be able to get out of the gate. Now, you understand things happen. You know, a lot of has to do with who gets the opening kickoff. But, you know, I want to see more energy from the team. I don't think they had the energy last week that I expected. And sustain it. Just play with abandon. Controlled abandon.
I liked what you said in your column on Monday. You shorten the bench. You know, you got to play like it's the playoffs or whatever it is, you know, where you shorten the bench, you go with the plays that you like, you put the ball in the hands of the players that you think will win you the game. That's what you have to do this week.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, I like Mike Hill, sure, he's a complimentary back, but the guys who are going to win it for you are Calvin Johnson starting number one, Pettigrew's going to do it, Ryan Broyles, Titus Young, depends on which Titus Young, you know, if he's on his game or not on his game, but those are your winners up there. And they protect well enough, you know, they protect well enough for Matt Stafford to get, you know, to be able to operate. So you agree with me, or are you just being nice because of what I said in one of our other videos?
No, I'm giving you a little bit back.
No,
you know,
you're not. I can
I'm
see that look.
I'm throwing
you a bone. A bone? Like I'm an old dog?
You said it, not me.
Why do you do this to me?